excited to get on the road and take on the challenge of the Titans at their place. Playing good football. They came back last week, pulled out a victory on the road in Detroit. It was impressive to see. And, you know, they were up 10-0 at the half in week one against the Vikings. So playing good football to start the year and looking forward to the matchup. Questions? Mariota?
Yeah.
I mean, he's progressing like quarterbacks do, you know, the good ones that they should. He's more decisive in his reads and probably a little more accurate with his throws. You know, obviously he's a tremendous athlete and had a great career at Oregon. So, but he's progressing nicely. He's doing a nice job. I mean, you know, he's a good young quarterback.
Going up against Andre Johnson quite a few times.
Yeah.
What is it about him that makes him so good?
Well, for a long time, he's been really good. You know, he's one of these athletes in the league that he's taking great care of his body. You know, he was blessed, you know, with a lot of ability, and you know, he's worked at it. He's been a good pro for a number of years.
What is there to gain, or maybe some of the challenges of having played in the preseason?
I think both sides with a little familiarity. It's not quite a division game, but we have played him twice in the last year, and so I think we both have a little more familiarity with each other. I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
How has the addition of Kelechi just aided Eric's safety so far?
I think the O-line group's doing a great job, you know, looking to keep our quarterback clean and open up some holes for our running backs. And Kelechi's been a great fit for us. He's done a nice job of coming in, learning our system, and becoming a good teammate. And, you know, he's a powerful guy. And you know, he's done a nice job. First two games into the year, he's got off to a great start.
He came from a really run-oriented system, too. I mean, was it a pretty seamless transition for him when he got here, seeing what the team was going to be?
Well, I mean, they're still working, learning a new system and becoming familiar with the guy you're lining up next to, you know, on either side of you. So I think he's worked hard at doing that. And but he's settled in nicely, and he's playing good football.
Is Emerson still going through the protocol, or has he been cleared, or is he still –
Yeah, he's still working his way through it. I think we get him in a limited capacity today. You know, we expect he's going to be fine for the game, but he's got to go through the proper protocol.
Coach, you faced classic drop-back pocket passers the first 2 weeks. Maybe you can speak to the challenge that your defense is trying to adjust now with Mariota and the dual threat.
With the zone read? You want to talk zone read, huh? So he brings some of that element, you know, the zone read element and the ability to scramble and hurt you with his feet. Yeah, there are challenges every week, you know. And what we do is focus on our preparation, understanding the things they like to do. And they've got two really big backs that are really talented. They've got a big offensive line. You know, they've invested three first-round picks in. They've got a quarterback that can move and do things with his feet and bootlegs and play passes and extend plays and things like that. So, you know, it's a good team. They're playing really good on defense. You know, I think they've only given up one touchdown in the year. So, you know, a lot of different things they're doing well right now to start the year.
How was the defense response kind of the aftermath of the last game in terms of energy and kind of the tension out there?
I think they've been outstanding in that regard. I think there's accountability here. I think we all recognize the obvious, you know. But we're not going to dwell on it. We're not going to sit around and wait for somebody to come by and feel sorry for us. I think the guys are very purposeful, going about their work. We've got a good group. We're going to play good ball, and starting this week will be great.
What makes Delanie Walker such a dangerous guy?
That's a good question, and why is he not still across the bay? You know, guy's a good player, man. He's one of these guys that can be a mismatch, you know, in the secondary. He's big enough to cause problems for safeties, and he's fast enough to cause problems for linebackers. So. And it's hard to put a corner on him all the time. So, you know, he's a good player. I have a lot of respect for his game. I think he's been a good player for a number of years now.
Has Stacy McGee sort of gradually worked his way into being a bigger part of the rotation since?
Yeah, Stacy, and Stacy's playing well. You know, if you look at the tape, Stacy played pretty well last week. So, you know, he was effective knocking people back, and he got pressure on the quarterback. And yeah, I think, you know, what we try to do really throughout our squad is give guys a chance to compete and play and show us who they are and play guys and kind of you get what you earn. And, you know, as he plays well, he'll get more time.
Given the troubles you guys had defensively with tight ends last week, do you have to give special attention to Delaney, or does that kind of feed into the problem of not keeping your eyes right?
Yeah, well, if you don't have your eyes on him, then he's wide open. He'll catch it and run. So that's really, I mean, I don't think there's any major issue with really anything other than having our eyes right. I think he is a good player. We're going to give him the attention he deserves. But, you know, beyond that, it's kind of do your job.
Do